Laudetur Jezus Kristus.
Poslušate slovenski program Radia Vatikan.
Laudetur Jezus Kristus. Jezu Kristuvine studi.
Ide Vatican Radio. Ella srodakalkum swagatam.
Hamjambo wasikilizaji wetu wa Afrika Mashariki na Kati.
Hii ni Radio Vatikani ikiwatangazia katika lugha ya Kiswahili.
Laudetur Jesus Christus. Hier ist Radio Vatikan in der Karwoche.
Ever wonder how many languages we broadcast in here at Vatican Radio? Well, a glance at our web pages will give you an idea. Some 45 languages that reach the ears, and now with the internet, the eyes of people across the globe, so that the voice and the teachings of the Pope can reach the four corners. That's a far cry from the less than handful of languages with which the radio began back in 1931.
Laudetur Jesus Christus, المجد ليسوع المسيح.
Vatican Radio's Arabic program is headed by Lebanese Father Jean-Pierre Yamin of the Mariamite Order, a monastic order in the Catholic Maronite Church. He will be going to Beirut for Pope Benedict XVI's weekend visit to Lebanon, September 14th through 16th. Father Jean-Pierre told me that the Pope's visit to Lebanon is a visit of hope, not only for Catholics, but for all the Lebanese, whether they be Christian or Muslim. And it's a visit for the whole Middle East, a message of peace and love. But before I introduce him to you, I'll tell you briefly that Vatican Radio has had an Arabic program ever since 1949, the year the Arab-Israeli War ended, leaving hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced across the region. Father Jean-Pierre tells me that at first the broadcasts to the Middle East and North Africa were weekly, but by 1954 they had become a daily feature, especially on the radios and transistors of Christians throughout the region. In this interview from our archives, Father Jean-Pierre had just taken over as head of the Arabic program at a time when Pope Benedict was going to Benin to hand to the bishops of the African continent the conclusions of their synod of 2009. He tells us a little more about the program's history.
نافذتنا اليومية على أهم الأحداث العالمية.
It started with the ex-Vatican ambassador Paul Thabet, and then with the ex-Vatican ambassador Edmond Farhat, and the actual bishop Burjed al-Hashib till 1971. When the Maronite Order of the Holy Virgin Mary took the direction of the program.
Okay, and we know that.
And we know that the actual
patriarch,
Bisharai, was the first director of the Arabic program.
You are also a Maronite priest yourself. Yes. It's always been Lebanese journalists there, or at least a predominance of Lebanese journalists. What does Lebanon have that's so special?
I think that Pope John Paul II has said it all when he said that Lebanon is more than a country, it's a message. Because as in Lebanon, you can find all the religious confession and they quite live happily. So I think this is the point why always the Arabic section have a predominate Lebanese presence.
Because what? There's 16, 17 different faith 18 now. 18 Christian, Muslim, Druze, Jewish, all sorts of denominations, faiths there in Lebanon. So, yes, he did always say that it was a model of conviviality, of cohabitation, of tolerance and respect for the other. Does the Arabic program reach out to non-Christians in some way?
Yes, because we cover all the Middle East area and North Africa, so our audience is Christian and Muslim. And in our program, we have a part for the interreligious dialogue and all the themes about let's say, this conviviality.
Mm-hmm. So how you work together for social issues, charity, and that sort of thing.
Solidarity,
with the weakest members of society. What do you try to keep in mind when you find you have to report on tense situations, on perhaps even violence between Christians and Muslims? Because you do have sections in your program dedicated to social issues, political issues that are ongoing in the Middle East and North Africa.
Okay. We try always to have the attitude of Christ. You know, as a disciple of Christ, we need to say the truth, even if it hurts sometimes. So we try to be objective and always speaking from the Christian side, from love, forgiveness, and peace.
What direction do you want to take with this Arabic program? It's a moment of dramatic events now in the Middle East, North Africa. What can your program contribute to the future of these regions?
I think that in the Middle East, they are not very informed about the church and the activity of the church. Let's say, for example, the last papal visit to Africa was not covered by the press.
The Arabic press?
The Arabic press. There was just a little notice about the physical state of the Pope, that he wasn't in good shape, and just this notice. Hmm. No one spoke about the visit, what he said, and what was the exhortation about. So I think that the Arabic section in Vatican Radio has done this part, because we followed all the events one by one, with all the speeches and all the events, taking the highlight of the exhortation to Africa, hoping that it can
have a wider resonance, reach more people.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because it's a little bit absent. You know, for all the political situation, people are more interested in political than in church news and Pope news. So if we don't do any effort, they won't be informed. So we do what we have to do, hoping that who needs to know can have everything in his hand.
There aren't very many of you working downstairs. So how can you do it?
Yes, we are three right now, and it's a little bit difficult because we need to put more effort and to stay updated with the information. But I think that when someone is taking this not only as a work but as a mission in the church, God gives us the power to do it. I just think about those 3 days.
Of this papal visit to Benin, yes.
Yes, it was like a marathon for us. And we started at 8 till 8.
In the
from
evening.
8 to 8. But you are happy to know that you have contributed with something for the people who want to know, who want to be updated. As a priest, I think that for the moment, this is my vocation now. Now my mission is to be a spokesman of the Pope, the Church. This is my new mission, and I hope to do it as God asks.
Who listens to your programs? I mean, you say you go to the Middle East, your program is heard in North Africa, in Arabic-speaking nations. But, of course, you're also on the Internet now.
Yes.
So anybody in the world can access your programs.
Yes. For sure, I think our family and friends, because when they know that you're working there, so it's like a bit, what have they done today? This is for sure as first audience. And then some Christian in Lebanon, Jordan.
The Palestinian territories.
Palestinian, Jerusalem,
yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Tunisia. And the press, for example, Zenit, we have like a collaboration between us, so they...
With the Catholic News Agency,
mm-hmm. Zenit, for the Middle East. So they take from us all the news about the Pope and the audiences. So mm-hmm. I think that we're covering...
quite a large area.
Quite a large area,
sure.
Yes.
I wonder if your program can impact in some way also the secular Arabic media.
I don't know. It may be... I told you first that all the Middle East mentality is more into politics. So we need to do a great effort. For example, I think we highlighted the exhortation, and we did a little service in the audio programs that we have. So the reaction of the society in Africa about this exhortation will reach all the media. So I think in those moments like this, they will come to us, because some way we are the Pope voice. So what he really said, what he really wrote, we pass it. So I think only when there's a reaction about an action of the Pope or a message of the Pope, they turn to us.
In his first interview in Vatican Radio studios after becoming pontiff, Pope Benedict XVI said the radio's mission to proclaim the gospel message and be a bridge linking local churches with the Pope and the Vatican is still valid and needed today. And Father Jean-Pierre says Vatican Radio's Arabic program continues to fulfill that mission as a bridge today between Rome and the Christian minority in the Middle East and North Africa, Christians who often feel forgotten by the wider Christian community.
In all societies, you need to have a bridge between the poor, the ignored one, and the rest of the world. So I think this is what the church is. And this is what our programs are, English or Arabic or French or Italian. Because I think that only the one who needs hope, only the one who needs love, only the one who needs, let's say, to feel alive, will go and look for God and ask for him to be present in his life. And he's interested to know about what is happening now. He wants to be informed and updated about his faith. And this is what we do.
هنا إذاعة الفاتيكان. المجد ليسوع المسيح. لوديتور يسوس كريستوس.
Maronite Father Jean-Pierre Yamin, head of Vatican Radio's Arabic program.